The new state law championed by the Walker administration ends automatic dues collection from paychecks once current contracts expire. Lance Nelson is the Northwestern Wisconsin American Federation of State, Counties, and Municipal Employee Coordinator. He says they're holding meetings and even knocking on the doors of union members so they voluntarily have their banks withhold union dues.
This is something which really strikes at the heart of our ability to operate. One of the fundamental aspects of the labor movement, unionization, has always been the fact that members would pool their resources.
Teachers' unions are doing that too. Steve Perallo is with the Northern Tier of the Wisconsin Education Association Council, representing 11 school districts. He says they've signed up 80% of their union members for the deduction.
Now more than ever is a time that employees have to pull together and speak with a collective voice. We're certainly getting drowned out by a lot of the money that's been poured into the other campaigns. It's going to be hard to get your voice heard.
Perala says a few people have opted out because their paychecks are smaller from pay freezes and paying more for benefits. Douglas County Ask Me member Pam Tefelski says it's a hot topic at her office.
It's not easy. It's really a personal preference in how you feel about contributing to something that may or may not benefit you right now, the loss of collective bargaining rights.
But you're considering doing it because you think it's...
I think it's standing together.
Tefelski says they have a better chance of bringing about change if they stick with the union. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.